Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. The sausages are about to hit the grill. The drugstores are stocking up on face paint. Brett Favre retired and then changed his mind again. Football season is here, and while it's business as usual on the field, it's a different story off of it. The league's contract with the players' union is about to run out, and the two sides are headed for an epic battle. As former NFL head coach Brian Billick writes in his new book, we may not have pro football in 2011. That book is called More Than a Game, and Brian Billick joins me from Cleveland, where he'll be calling tomorrow's Browns-Vikings game for Fox Sports. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You see a perfect storm brewing. What are owners going through right now that the fans are not seeing?
Well, I think the game has never been in better shape, but there's many of the things that are attendant to the game, particularly obviously the economic crisis that we're in, that's affecting marketing dollars, TV monies, obviously even the fans' abilities to pony up for the ticket prices to come to games. It is the perfect storm in the sense that because we're anytime you come up on a collective bargaining agreement and interaction between the union and management, it makes for a tense time in any industry. But when you throw in the fundamental changes, there's a change in ownership profile, the new billionaire owner in the National Football League that brings a certain business acumen and certain demands to this league that maybe haven't existed before. The two main principals involved in the negotiation have changed from the NFL, Roger Goodell, the new commissioner, and Demora Smith, the new head of the player union. And then obviously you throw in the economic times. It's long been said that sports is recession-proof, but we're finding that that's maybe not the case.
You write, and I mentioned earlier, that we may not have pro football in 2011. What do you mean by that?
There are really two benchmarks. By next March, if an agreement is not reached, and there's not too many people that believe that we will have an agreement by next March, the first step is in 2010, there'll be an uncapped year.
You're referring to a cap on players' salaries.
Yeah. Right now, every NFL team has a maximum expenditures of about $125 million. That also means that there's a floor. They have to spend up to the minimum. Well, if we get to the 2010 season and there is not a capped year, that simply means that teams are no longer bound by that ceiling. But what the players are beginning to find out is that also means they're not bound by the floor, which means there are teams that if they chose to spend less, they could. So that's the first deadline. Once we get past that, if there's not an agreement by the following March, the owners have ostensibly the right to lock the players out until they come to a collective bargaining agreement.
Coach Billick, tomorrow two rookie quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford with the Detroit Lions and Mark Sanchez with the New York Jets, make their pro football debuts. You write that if the quarterback fails, then the head coach might as well start looking for a new job. Why is that position such a gamble for a team to make?
Well, it's a gamble in the sense it's the hardest to quantify. It's much easier to quantify what makes a great receiver, what makes a great linebacker. The quarterback position is much more ambiguous. It's very, very subjective, and it's why we tend to miss so often. When you expend those type of resources, the time and energy to identify, isolate, procure, pay, and then nurture and develop a first-round draft choice, and he doesn't turn out, it's devastating for the organization, which then proves to be devastating for the coach that drafted him.
You have your own history with a first-round a bust, quarterback Kyle Bowler, and in a way, this cost you your job with the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, and certainly when you draft a quarterback in the first round, it's an organizational decision. But at the end of the day, and that's probably the way it should be, you know, it's the proverbial somebody's butt has to be in somebody's briefcase, and that's going to be the head coach.
Brian Billick won Super Bowl 35 as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. His new book is called More Than a Game, The Glorious Present and the Uncertain Future of the NFL. Brian Billick, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.